Okay, we'll go back to Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Bet. Our daf today is Kuf Tet Vav. We'll start back at the bottom. There were two things yesterday I didn't explain correctly. One is we ended with Rabbi Zachariah ben Akatzav, and then I realized in preparing today that I was trying to say that they thought it was him because of the women thing, but it actually wasn't. So we'll get to that. I have to correct it. And the other thing is, I think yesterday I didn't explain correctly this case about the Bnei Achot. So the Bnei Achot case, just to clarify, because I think I didn't do it right. The Bnei Achot in the Mishnah, right? We talk about Bnei Achot Nochlim. Right, let me get the lingo straight. Bnei Achayot are Nochlim Velo Manchilim. Right, so they can inherit, but they don't pass on inheritance. So what does this mean? This means it's not two cousins to each other, which is the way I explained it yesterday. It's a nephew to his uncle through his mother. Okay, so if the brother dies, let's say a guy dies, he has no brothers, it'll go to his sister. And from his sister, it'll go down to his nephew. So that's why they're his nephew, which is her son. So that's why they're nochalim. They pass on inheritance to the nephew, but if the nephew dies, he doesn't pass on inheritance to the maternal uncle because he only passes on inheritance through the father. Okay? Right? The nachalah will never go through his mother, so it'll never go up to his uncle. Right. Okay? That's the Bnei Achot case. And then the question was the Benot Achot, right? Then we said the Benot Achot, the daughters of the mother, will also inherit in the event that the mother has no sons. So the daughters will inherit, okay? So therefore, it'll also go to his niece, but again, it will never go up backwards. And then what did we say? Why did it say B'nai and not B'not? Because it was to tell us, well, the B'not will only get it after the B'nim. Okay, so those facts are important for today's daf. And we're going to get to the question, the whole next mission is exactly what was asked yesterday about what happens if there's children, right? The children's children get, we'll learn that whole halacha that I said I'd look into is all in the next mishnah. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Shimon. There's a few different gersaot about what his name is. I actually meant to look up who this character was because there's Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Shimon, who is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who's the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, I believe that's who it is. Anyway, it's weird because Rabbi Yochanan is in Amora and he's a Tana, and maybe he was still living at the end there. Maybe there was some overlap. I think that's why there's a problem a bit with the gersaot. Maybe there's another character called Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Shimon. So I didn't look up. I wanted to look up who exactly all these characters were to figure out what was the most likely accurate gersa. But anyway, something if somebody wants to look up, you can do. So Rabbi Yochanan says, because first he's going to say in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, and then he's going to question Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. So it's clear they were living at the same time. So he passes down in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Dvar Torah ha'av yoreshet b'no v'isha yoreshet et b'na. Okay, so from the Torah we learn that a father passes on inheritance to a son and a mother passes on inheritance to her son. Shenemar, where do we learn this from? Matot, if you remember that pasuk, v'chol bat yoresha nachala, I don't remember the whole pasuk by heart, but I'll try to find it here. V'chol bat yoresha nachala mi matot b'nei Yisrael, right? She's, any daughter inherits from the Shvatim. So matot is plural. What do we learn from this? If you remember, makish mateha em le mateha av. Ma mateha av yoreshet beno, af mateha em isha yoreshet et beno. So the inheritance laws are similar between the mother and the father. So now they're going to darshan. In what way are they similar? That just like a father inherits from his, a father inherits from his son. Also, mateha em isha yoreshet et beno. Sorry, now we're saying the kivun is that she inherits from her son if her son were to die, okay? Which is exactly against what it says in our Mishnah. If you remember, we said only that the mother passes on inheritance to the son, but not that the mother actually inherits from the son. So, which is exactly the case we were discussing a minute ago with the nephews, right? That the nephew, who will never pass on inheritance to his maternal uncle because the inheritance will never go through his mother. This is actually suggesting the opposite. That just like, because of this drashav matot, just like they pass on inheritance to the father, they'll also pass on inheritance to the mother. So, eti be Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon. So just like, right, first he quoted it in his name, now he questions him, he says, wait a minute. Ha'ishat bina, va'ishat ba'ala, va'acheha'im, manchilim ve'lo nochalim, which proves that ha'ishat bina, right, she passes on to her son, but her son doesn't pass on to her. So Amar Le, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi ben Shimon answers him, Mishnatenu, Eini Yoda, Mishnah, I have no idea who is the author of our Mishnah, meaning I don't hold by our Mishnah, I don't know who wrote that, I believe that that is the case. Okay, that children do pass their inheritance on to their mother, okay, in the case where the father's not around anymore. So now the Gemara suggests, "Belemale Rabbi Zacharia ben Akatzavi." Maybe it's Rabbi Zacharia ben Akatzav. Now, why did they think so? Not like I said yesterday. It's not because these are equal rights, but what's the suggestion, Mike? Because this is dafka the opposite. The Mishnah, they're trying to connect to Rabbi Zacharia ben Akatzav, and our Mishnah dafka said that the mother doesn't get an inheritance from the son. So here it's not the same theory that he was trying to, he viewed inheritance laws as equal. So maybe it's him. Now, why did they think it's Rabbi Zacharia ben Akatzav? Because remember, what did Rabbi Zacharia ben Akatzav say? He was lo darish matot. Okay, look at your little chart here. So if you're doresh matot, that was the whole law that we just said. That just like, okay, look at the second. There's two things in the chart. So look at the last line. We just learned that just like the avid yoreshet beno, isha yoreshet et bena, because we're darshaning matot. What's the other drasha we learned out from matot? The first thing in the chart, which is ben kodem lebap benechse ha'em. Right? That the son comes from the, just like, right? What was Rabbi Zacharia ben Akatzav's shita? That the son and daughter inherit equally when the mother dies. Not when the father dies, right? When the father dies, everybody knows the son gets first. And only if there's no sons do the daughter get. Rabbi Zacharia ben Akatzav said, but because it says, v'chol ba yoreshet nachala, what do we say? That when she's getting it from her mother, she's equal to the sons. Which means that we're not, he doesn't darshan matot, because matot says, Nichsei Av and Nichsei Em are the same, which is what led to the Drashav. The Ben is Kodem Lebap and Nichsei Em. That just like when the father gives to his children, the son comes first. Also, when the mother gives to her children, the son comes first. So if we're going to say our Mishnah says the Ishaina Yoreshet et Bala, right, the last part on the chart, then maybe it's Rabbi Zacharia ben Akatzav who darshins the first thing on the chart, which is Eino Doresh Matot, which means that the Ben is equal to the Bat in Nichsei Em. So why don't we suggest that, it must be he doesn't darshan matot, in which case we'll say both those things. The ben is like the bap b'nechseim, and the mother doesn't get inheritance from her son. So now they're going to say no. Lo matuk mamad. So first of all, it's a little interesting to think that after they were so against Rabbi Zacharia ben Akatzav, right, the Mishnah would actually go like him. Remember, they went all very strongly. He was Ephes. And okay, so now, what do they say? The leimalei, lo matuk mamad nitin krabi Zacharia ben Akatzav. We for sure can't say our mission is Rabbi Zacharia ben Akatzav. Why? Because of the other case that we reviewed at the beginning of class today, which is Dekatane Ubine Achot. What does it say in our Mishnah? The Bnei Achot, which again is the nephew. The nephew inherits from the uncle, but doesn't pass on inheritance to the maternal uncle. So now, what did we learn there? Now, this is interesting, because it's not the pshat of the Mishnah that doesn't go like Rabbi Zacharia ben Akatzav, but it's the drasha that they had on it, which is Ubnei Achot, Vitana, and what did they, there's a braita that describes what this Mishnah is talking about. Bnei Achot, below Bnei Achot, we learned this yesterday. Vamrina, right, it dafka says the banim and not the daughters. Vamrina lamai hilchata, what's this halacha? Because obviously the daughter will inherit. If the uncle dies, it will go, let's say he has no brothers, so it'll go to the mother, because she's the sister. From the mother, it'll go down to her sons. But if she has no sons, it'll also go to her daughter. So why do you mean not benot achot? Amarav sheshet l'kadem. What does it teach you? It teaches you that the girl will only come if there's no sons and they're not equal. And whose shita is that like? Not Rabbi Zacharia ben Akatzav. Because remember, what did Rabbi Zacharia ben Akatzav say, right? V'isal kadatach matnitim Rabbi Zacharia ben Akatzav hi ha'amar. So in this case, if the uncle dies and the inheritance goes to the mother, and from there it goes down to her children, according to Rabbi Zacharia ben Akatzav, if she has a son and a daughter, they'll inherit equally. And the whole thing about the Bnei Achot below Bnei Achot was to teach you that, again, this is the way, the Braita, it was a Braita that explained the Mishnah. Maybe there's a different way of understanding the Mishnah. There's a few answers you could have given here. One is that maybe there's another reading of the Mishnah, and Bnei Achot just is said in the masculine, because Hebrews always said in the masculine, but actually also means Bnei Achot, possibly. And another thing you could have said, which we've seen many times, is Misha Shana Tvara, break it, break the Mishnah in half, Misha Shana Zolo Shana Zolo. You could say one part is, right, one part is, the problem with saying that, though, is that these are all in the same sentence, so it's a little more difficult to say, you know, break it in the middle. But anyway, okay. Now they're going to say, though, so we can't explain our Mishnah as being Rabbi Zacharia ben Akatzav, so we're left with, we don't know who our Mishnah goes like. Now they're going to say, but Even the Mishnah itself, forget about whether you say it's Rabbi Zachariah ben Akatzav or not, the Mishnah in itself has a contradiction. Why? V'tana didan, the Tana of our Mishnah, mimanafshach. Either which way you look at it, there's a problem. E darish matot. If the Tana of our Mishnah darshins matot, then what will we say? Isha nami tirashet bina. Then, right, if you darshin the matot, then what conclusion do you get to? The one that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon said, which goes against our Mishnah, which is that the Isha yoreshet et bina, because you're darshaning matot, it's all the same. And ilo darish matot, the ben kodem lebap nechseh en minale. And if you say, well, we don't darshin matot, because we don't say that the Isha is yoreshet et bina, then you'd have to go with also, ben ishavel lebap b'dichsei ha'em. And what did we say? B'nei achot b'lo b'not achot, because they're not equal. So either which way, you have a contradiction here. It doesn't make sense. Either you're darshaning matot or you're not darshaning matot. For whatever reason, they don't think that there's a, just because you're darshaning matot, you darshan it, maybe you don't darshan it across the board. Maybe you thought the drasha was about particular issues. But anyway, the Gemara looks at it like this. They're going to give a different answer. So now they say, "Lo darish matot so ben kodem lebap nechseh em minale." Where do they get that from if they don't get it from matot? So what's the answer? Lo olam darish matot. Really, they do darshin matot, which would explain, right, the ben kodem lebap nechseh em. It explains the b'nei achot case. But what are we left with? If you're darshining matot, we would say that just like the avos yoreshet b'no, isha yoreshet et b'na, which means she would inherit from her son. So what are they going to say? That case is different. Shanei hacha, da'amar krai. In other words, in theory, you could darshan matot and say that, but there's a pasuk which negates that possibility. Okay? It's a little complicated, this part, but what's the issue here? Da'amar krai, v'chobat yoreshet nachala. Why does it say v'chobat yoreshet nachala? It could have said v'chobat la nachala or something like that. Why did it specifically choose the word yoreshet? To teach you yoreshet ve'ena moreshet. Okay, what does this mean? So it means, right, we know the simple meaning. It means she inherits, but doesn't bequeath. Now, what's the case where we're talking about where she's going to bequeath or inherit? So what it means here is, there's a few words missing here, which you need to know, which is, remember the pasuk said matot, right? B'chobat yoreshet nachala mim matot, from two shvatim. So now they're going to say she can inherit from two shvatim. How can she inherit from two shvatim? From her mother's shevet and from her father's shevet, because we already said parents pass on, right? Both the mother and the father will pass on to their children. So a daughter, in theory, can inherit from two different shvatim. But she can't bequeath to two different shvatim. Now, what does that mean? Okay, so let's say, how would she get from two shvatim? Let's say her father dies, and then she, let's start with the mother dying first. The mother dies, passes on her inheritance to the daughter, then the daughter dies. What happens to the daughter's inheritance? It gets given to the father, right? Assuming she doesn't have kids. So it goes to the father. So what happens here? She's basically moving one, right? So it goes, she's moreshet only to matechad, meaning she can move stuff from her mother's shevet to the father's shevet. But what can't she do? If the father dies and passes on to the daughter, and then the daughter dies and has no kids, what will happen to the inheritance? It won't go to the mother. Okay, that's exactly what the law is teaching you. It doesn't go to two matot, right? She doesn't bequeath things to two different shvatim. She only bequeaths things to her father's side. So if her father dies, she has no children, what will happen? It'll go back up and it'll go to either her father's father, if he's still alive, her grandfather, or her father's brothers. Okay, so basically what it's saying is, she'll never give to her mother. And that's exactly the halacha we were trying to come up with. And it's not because we don't darshan matot. We darshan matot. However, there's a different reason why we don't do that in this case. Even though in theory we might darshan matot and say she should give in both directions, right? Because matayim and matayavar shaveh. So in the end, what do we say? That instead we're going to say that because of this v'chobat yoreshet nachala, we're going to show that she can't pass on stuff from her father to her mother. It'll only stay on the father's side, okay? Because it only goes in one direction, the moreshet. The moreshet is only to one shevet and not to two. So she can take from her mother and move to her father. She can't take from her father and move to her mother, okay? Which then proves that the ben eno morish la leimo. Okay, this is a case of a bat, but it would be the same for a ben. Okay. Now we get to the question from yesterday. The Mishnah discusses exactly the Seder Nachalot, how it works, how we're going to go, okay, exactly what happens. Seder Nachalot Kachu. Ish ki amutu ben enlo. Okay, so we're going to go exactly through the Pesukim. Notice what's again missing here because it's not mentioned in the Pesukim, so the father is not listed in the order, okay, even though the father's obviously supposed to be there. Seder nachalo kachu. Ish ki amutu ben enlo. If he has no sons, v'havartem et nachalato lebito. So first you go to the sons. If he doesn't have, it goes to the daughters. But ben kodem lebat. Okay, so the ben comes first. V'chol yotze yirecho shal ben kodmim lebat. Okay, we're all women here. If you have brothers, according to inheritance law, what will happen? If your brother's not alive, right? So first your brothers will all inherit, not you. And if your brother's not alive, it will go to their brother's children. And they'll get before you. Only if your brothers have no children, we're going to see even daughters. Okay? Daughters of the father come before, okay? Or daughters of your brother will come before sisters. Okay? Yeah, lovely, right, exactly. Okay, so now it's exactly the question, I don't remember who asked it yesterday, but someone asked yesterday, what happens, right? So now we learn that it goes, you are basically, and then your children, they're going to go before anything else. So the first slav is son and any of the son's children. And again, then we'll go through the order, right? Then his son will get, if he doesn't have sons, then daughters, or if he has grandchildren through his son, they'll get first, and then his daughters, right, if there's none of them. Okay, so ben kodem lebat, v'chol yotzei yirecho shel ben kodmim lebat. Okay, then bat. So bat kodemet lachim. Okay, so then she'll get next. And she'll get before the brothers. And now the same thing. Yotzei yirecho shel bat kodmim lachim. So first we look and see, does she have any tzeitzayim if she's not alive? Okay, so let's say no sons, just a daughter or daughters. It will go to the daughters. If they are not alive, it will go to any of their tzeitzayim. Before it goes, right, if there's nobody there, then it'll go to the brother of the deceased. Okay? Achin, right, so notice the father's not here, because really, after the bat, it's supposed to go to the father. Okay? But it doesn't say that, because it's going through the order of the psukim. Achim kodmim la'achayav. So now the brothers of the deceased come before, we go upwards to the uncle. And then again, the same thing, right? We already know this order, but now they're just adding that yotzei rechan shelachav. Right, so then you go to the brothers of the deceased, and then if they're not alive, you go to their tzatzaim. As long as they have some tzatzaim, right? It could be grandchildren of theirs; it doesn't matter, and great grandchildren. As long as there's somebody, it goes to them. If there's nothing there, then we go up a generation to the deceased's uncle through the father. Okay, so then lachav zehaklal. Kol hagodem benachala yotzei recho kodmi. Okay, whoever's supposed to get first, we then go through all of their tzatzaim before we go on. V'ha'av, and now we finally get to the father, kodem lechol yotzei recho. Okay, the father comes before anyone else who comes from him. Okay, so now, right, what this is really trying to say is that it really comes before... I think it's just coming to say it goes before the brothers and anyone that comes from the brothers of the deceased. I think so. Just want to double check that line. Right? That's what he says? Yeah. Okay.
It's his own offspring. His own immediate offspring.
Right. Okay. But in other words, if there's a grandchild, it'll go to the grandchild, right?
It would go to the grandchild
through
first,
the
and then it would go to the father, and only if the father
right.
isn't alive would it
then
go to
then it would
siblings.
Go to the siblings, right.
In the same generation.
Exactly.
So down a generation, up a generation, and then same generation.
Right, exactly. Okay, so then it'll go to the father. So now, Tana Rabbanan. Ben en liela ben. Okay, so son, okay, it says in this Torah, if you have no, right, if you you don't have, right, I'm sorry, if you die, Adam ki yamut, right, it goes, it says ben en lo, right, but that's obvious that the ben comes first. So ben ein lo. So from the word ben, that ein li ala ben, that seems to imply just the son. Ben haben ubat haben, okay, right? The son, meaning the grandson, or the granddaughter through the son. Remember, I told you the granddaughter is going to come before the daughter. The granddaughter through the son will come before a daughter. Oh, ben bat haben, or the son of the granddaughter through the son. Okay, you have to try to think of someone in your family. It's the easiest way to think about it, right? Just pick a person and start going. Okay, minayin. So how do we know about those cases? It's going to go before the daughter. Talmud lamar, ainli. Now, ainli, we've darshan this drasha before. Ain could be written just aleph nun, even though it never really is. But they use the liberty to make a drasha about it. Ain, because it has the yud, it teaches you ayin alav. Now, we're obviously making a play between an aleph and an ayin. Ein is with an olive. Ayen is to look, meaning keep searching, right? So it's supposed to go to the ben, if not the ben. So keep searching for people that come from the sun. Okay, same thing we're going to do now for the bat. So now we get to the next shlav. So the ben, there's no one in the sun's side, no one from his children, nothing. So now we go to the bat. So the same exact drasha, they're going to say bat, en li ala bat. Okay, so we know it goes to the daughter, right? It says ben lo ben, then it goes to the bat. So that only teaches the bat. But what about batabat, o ben batabat, batabat, ubat, uben habat, right? Either, how do you know that if the daughter's not alive, it will go to her grandson or her granddaughter? I'm sorry, it'll go to his granddaughter or grandson through the daughter, okay, before it goes to the next, right? Either it'll really be the father will be next. Ubat ben habat, or even the daughter of the son of the daughter, okay? In other words, a granddaughter of the daughter through her son. Minayin, how do we know that that will be the case? Tamudla, the chill get precedence. Ainlo, again, Tamudla mar ainlo. It also says there, ainlo, so ayen alav. Okay, ayen alav means, right, go look into it. So we darshan again for that ainlo. Okay, this next question is quite odd. Nobody really knows what to do with this, what the question actually is. Ha ketzad, how does this work? So some people say that this means just like we go up generations, all the way, we're going to say in a minute, Nachalam mitmashachet v'olechet av Ruven. Ruven is the son of Yaakov, Avinu, okay? This will go all the way up to the Shvatim. It's like a Kal v'chomer. Just like we go up, that also teaches us that we go down. And this is trying to explain, how do we know that we go down generations? Other people explain that, no, what this is going to say is, okay, we finished with the going down. Now the question is, how do we go up? How does it work? What's the mechanism by which it works if we want to go up generations? Let's say there's nobody below. There's no daughters, there's no sons, there's no grandchildren, there's no great-grandchildren, nothing. There's no brothers, okay? So now, and there's no uncles, right? So uncles of the father. So then where do we go? So they're basically going to tell you, so this is how it works. So again, either we're trying to say, this is explaining how we got to the previous thing, that just like it goes up, it goes down. Or it's trying to say, how do we do it if we're going up? And they say, Nachalam mitmashachet mimashmeshet v'holechet ad Ruven. Okay? That basically, we keep going up. Okay? We go up a generation and find your grandfather's siblings and their children. If they're not alive, then you go to your grandfather's father's siblings. And if not, grandfather's grandfather's, right? Okay? You keep going up a generation until you find some relative. And you give all the nachalah to that relative, okay? And you keep going up. If there's nobody alive anywhere, then you keep going up until you get all the way to Reuven. So the Gemara asks a good question, which is, V'lema ad Yaakov, why'd you stop at Reuven, right? Could have gone up to Yaakov, right? Obviously, Yaakov's going to be the one because he's the B'nai Israel, right? You're not going to go all the way up to Avraham and Yitzchak because they had, you know, non-Jewish tzatzaim, you know, Yishmael and Esav. So, Amar Abaye, Gemira de lo kala shifta. We have a concept that Shvatim never get wiped out. There's no such thing. You'll always find somebody from some generation, okay? It's a bit of a debate about whether that's really true. What about the 10 Shvatim that got lost? And some people say, well, they didn't actually all get lost. There's always someone that got mixed up in other Shvatim. Okay, debate about that. Okay, now we get to a very interesting halacha. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Okay, remember the Zechariah ben HaKatzav, and we had this whole big machloket about the ben Yerush, Imabat, v'nichse ha'em, and there was a whole debate about it, got very feisty. Well, this one's going to get even more so. Okay, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Kol ha'omer tirash bat im bat ha'ben, afilu nasir shebi Yisrael ein shomin lo. I'm just going to keep reading and then I'll explain. She'inan elama set stukim. Okay, now we're going to see, this is why it's much more serious than Zechariah ben HaKatzav, because this was a prushim stukim machloka, right? The stukim were people who believed exclusively in Torah Shebichtav. They didn't hold by the oral tradition, and they had a lot of power, and there was a whole big fight with them all the time about the different things, and this is one of the issues that they had a big issue about. Okay, so what was their issue? So going back to where we started with the Mishnah, if there's no sons, what did we say? The son has a daughter, she's going to inherit everything. Right, as opposed to the daughter. So the granddaughter has precedence through the granddaughter through the son has precedence over the daughter. But the stukim said no. Tirash bat im bat haben. They split it 50-50. Okay, so if there's a daughter and there's a granddaughter through the son, Right? The son's not alive anymore. Right? If the son's alive, obviously he's going to get it all. But if he's not alive and it goes to the granddaughter, then she's going to split it 50-50 with the sister. Okay? So now, what are...
Cool people.
What?
Pretty cool people.
Why? What do you mean, pretty cool people?
Because that's what the Torah says. Like, they're
the, to give... The tzukim, you're saying.
Yeah.
Because why? What does it say?
It says, if there's no son, give it to the daughter.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know how they can go against the text.
Because they assume that anyone who comes for the son is equal to the son.
But that's really
right,
not
that's not what the text says. Right, well, we have oral traditions that go against the text all the time. It's why we have this machloko with the tzukim, right? It's exactly what the issue is.
It's interesting that this is the one that they chose to not follow, because it seems so fair to give. It seems like they're being more just.
Well, you have to remember also, there was this concept of the Nahala. They wanted to keep things within the Nahala.
Within the tribe.
So that was right, that within the tribe. That's what I meant to say, right? So once you give it to the daughter, it's already going to leave the tribe. Although here it's going to the granddaughter, which is also, in theory, going to leave the tribe. So, yeah, it's also. Okay. So now, Kol HaOmer, so I'm going to start from the beginning now. So anyone who says, Tirash Batim Bat HaBen, even if he's a Nasisha B'Yisrael, Ein Shomen Lo. Okay, even if he's a great leader, I'm going to give you three interpretations of what this statement means, okay? Even if he's a great leader who teaches this is the case, you can't hold by him because it's a stuki shita. Okay, that's the basic. That sounds like the pshat. But now there's two interesting other ones. One interpretation is to say, even there's a concept, which we're going to learn later on, which is you can go again, we talked about this, you can go against inheritance laws and decide to write your own will to do it any way you want. But even if you're in Asisha B'Yisrael, and you decide on your deathbed to split it 50-50 with your granddaughter through your son and your daughter, that you're not allowed to do. You can do anything you want in inheritance laws, but not this law. Because if you're an Asisha B'Yisrael and you do this on your deathbed and you tell people this is what you're doing, what's it going to look like? It's going to look like you're holding like the tzdukim. So because this is such a big stuki prushi machloket, we don't want to let anyone do this, even though in theory you're allowed to do whatever you want in inheritance laws. In this case, you can't. Okay? That's another... one. And then there's a third, which is a little less interesting, which is that if Nasisha B'Yisrael wanted to make a temporary takana to say this is what we're doing now for whatever reason, he's not allowed to do that because, you know, this is a big stuky issue. Anyway, I found the middle opinion very interesting. Okay. How do we know this is Maset Stukim? D'Tanya. Here we're going to hear a Braita. We're going to take a little break in the Braita and then come back to it. Ba'ar Ba'av Esrim B'Tevet. Okay, right? This is a date. The 24th of Tevet. Tavna l'dinyana. Okay, we return the din to the Prushi law. Okay? Shayut tzdukim omrim, because the tzdukim would say, and they kind of ruled, and on the 24th of Tevet, we retook over the law in this case, because the tzdukim would say, tirash habat in bat haben. Okay, so we returned the din. How did we return the din? Now we're going to hear the story. Nitfa, there was a big debate, basically, between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and a tzduki. Nitfa lahem Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amar lahem, shotim, you stupid idiots, right? He says to them. Nitfa lahem means, right, he came upon a group of tzukim. He said to them, you idiots, minayin zelachem. Okay, where did you get this from? Okay, so even though it was very obvious to you, Shari, they didn't know. V'lo haya adam shechziro davar, chutz mizaken echad. Okay, so they couldn't find anyone who knew to tell him, except for one person, shayam mifatpet kenegdo v'omir. It was like, you know, babbling in front of him instead. Uma bat bino haba mikoch bino tirashena. If the bat bino, what's her connection to the deceased? She's through her father, right? She's not strongly connected to the deceased, right? She's through the father. So, bat bino haba mikoch bino tirashena. Bito haba mikocho lo kol sheken. Right, the daughter is much closer to the father. Remember, we have this whole she'eroa karov karov elav, right? The closer the next of kin should get it. So basically, maybe you'll say, okay, she still does get it because she inherits her father's portion, but at least split a 50-50 with a person who's even closer. Okay, that's their approach. So now, what does he say? Kara alav etamikraze. He says, well, I can teach it from a different pasuk, which I think you're right, Sherry, that their proof is a much stronger proof, okay? His is like some pasuk. Okay, I believe it's in, I assume it's in, oh, it's in Breshit. Okay, here we go. Elu b'nei Seir HaChori. These are the sons of Seir HaChori, Yoshevei Ha'aretz, those who inhabit the land. Okay, by the way, because it says those who inhabit the land, they assume this has to do with inheritance, those who inherited from him. Lotan v'shoval v'tzivon v'ana. Okay, four children. Lotan, Shoval, Tzivon, Ana. Uktiv, and it also says, Okay, later on, four psukim later, it says, Elu b'nei Tzivon, v'aya v'ana. Wait a minute. Tzivon, right? Ana was Tzivon's brother in the first pasuk, and Ana is Tzivon's son in the second pasuk. So what's the deal with this Ana? Ela melamed shebat Tzivon alimo, he must have slept with his mother, v'holid Ana. Okay, meaning that Ana was both his brother, because they share the same mother, and he slept with his mother, and had this child, Ana. So Ana was also his brother, and also his son. Okay, so now, what's the point here? What do we get from here? Because Ana is listed as Seir's son, even though he's not really Seir's son, he's really Seir's grandson. And since it says Yoshvei Ha'aretz, these are those who inherited from Tzivon, and his grandson is listed there, right? His grandson through his son. So what does that show? A grandson is like a son. Now, part of the problem is we were trying to prove about a daughter, not about a son. So some of the Mefarshim start to grapple with what's the story. Some people actually say that Ana was a girl. That's one way to resolve it, okay? So now they say the obvious, which is Dilma Trei Ana Havu. Maybe these are two people with the same name, right? We see that all the time. So Amaraba, Amina Milta Delo Amara Shavur Malka. Remember the Shavur Malka? Okay, you just did this in your Siyam Avima, right? So he was this Persian king, but basically they're saying it was a way, they used this as a nickname for some of the great Chachamim, that they were like a Persian king. And part of the reason they say this, we're going to see either they say it about Shmuel or they say it about Rabbah. Both of these, one of the explanations I saw, were people who we hold like them B'dinei Mamonot, right? We just saw that we hold like Rabbah over Rav Yosef, and I told you yesterday also that we hold like Shmuel B'dinei Mamonot, and that because we hold like them B'dinei Mamonot, they're considered like the king of Persia. In other words, they have a lot of power. Okay, so anyway, he's going to say, I'm going to tell you something that even the Shavur Malka didn't say. Okay, I think what that means, I'm not 100% sure, but I think what it means is, I have a great answer for this, that even the best of the best couldn't come up with it. Umanu, and who's the Shavur Malka? Shmuel. Okay, so Rabbi says, I'm going to say something the Shavur Malka didn't answer, and that's Shmuel. And some people say, Yikida Amre, there was a different story about what this was. Amra Papa, Amina Milta Dela Amara Shavur Malka, Umanu Rabbah, and it's Rabbah. Okay, Amar Kra, Hu Ana, Hu Ana de Meikara. This isn't the greatest, most brilliant thing. That's why I think it's a little strange that he said, I'm going to say something Shavur Malka. But he said, this Ana is the same Ana as before. Okay, and that proves our point. Okay, so Amar Le Rebbe, so now the Stuki says to him, V'kacha tapotrani, that's your proof against me? Like, I don't get it. So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai continues, Shoteh. What are you, you know, you idiot again. You can see how, what strong language he used against them. What, you want to say our Torah is not as great as your silly talk, these silly things you say? Here's my proof. Ma lebat bino sheken yipach kocha bimkom achim, tomar bekocho, bibito, shura kocha bimkom achim, shura kocha bimkom achim. Okay, let's get this. So, what does he say? Bat bino, right, the daughter of the son, yipa kocha bimkom achim. She gets, right, before the, one second, right, this comes from the pasuk in the Benot Zlachad, okay, I brought it on your thing. What does it say in the pasuk in Bamibar Kaf Zayin, pasuk Zayin? Came Benot Zlachad Dovrot, naton titen la machuza nachala betoch achei avihem, vavarta nachalachat avihem lahem. Okay, they get nachala together with, right, the grandfather's nachala they also get. Right, when the grandfather gives out the nachala, what do we see? They get betoch achei avihem. They get their father's portion of the grandfather's inheritance. Okay, so now they're going to say like this. Bat bino, right, is the benot slavchad to their grandfather, right? They're the granddaughters through the son. So yipa kocha bimkom achim. She got just as much as the brothers got, right? In other words, she got her father's share, and you know her father's brothers got their share. So she shared equally with them. So tomar bibito shehura kocha bimkom achim. But a daughter doesn't get when the brothers get inheritance. Mm. You see? So if, right, if the benos lachad had a son, had a brother, they would have gotten nothing. So what's the story here? What do you see? That a bat bino is stronger than a bito. And therefore, okay, and Shari, there's your proof from the Torah that they're really right. Vinitzchum, and he beats them at this point. Okay, you can imagine this is obviously the Prushim version of the story, right? I don't know the way that Stukim tell this story, but clearly this is okay, and then we won. Bo'to ayam asu yom tov, and they made this into a big yom of you know, a Yom Tov, a big day of celebration, because the Prushim won out on the, you know, beat out on the Tzdukim, and they approved it all from Benot Zachad, that again, their koch came through their father, right? They have more koch that would have come from their father, that they wouldn't have gotten anything had they had a brother. Okay, so therefore, a daughter who has, a sister who has brothers will not inherit from her father. When the brothers have daughters, they're stronger than the sister, right? The nieces have more strength than the sister if the nieces come through the father, and that's all proven from the fact that Benot Zachad will get Nachala B'toch Achei Avihem.